Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Wanimni wachi obiani ha utumi brutumi nina zo ne avisa uyonya me
utumi brutumi nina zo
akasa uzo for the last time, praise
the
Lord. Amen. Clap your hands, give God the glory. Oh, celebrate the goodness of God. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Praise the name of the Lord. You're looking amazing. Good morning to all of you. This is the W3 service. W3 means word, worship, and wonders. We are live this morning on Sweet Melodies, 94.3 FM. We are live on Amansa and Gene televisions. We're also live on Facebook, YouTube, and podcast. We give God the glory for the lives of everybody under the reach of the sound of my voice. I give God a thanks and praise for you're looking amazing in God's presence this morning. May the Lord continue to favor your cause and bless your lives. It's another opportunity to hear the undiluted, unpolluted word of God. His word is alive, and yes, and amen. The entrance of it brings light and gives understanding to the simple man. This morning, I trust in the name of Jesus that his word will bring us comfort, strength, grace, restoration, restitution, impartation, knowledge, revelation, impact in Jesus' precious name. Can I hear a good amen? Praise the Lord. All right, our foundation scripture for life, John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus," or "we came to see Jesus," or "we wish to see Jesus," or "we desire to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we are here not for the festival. We are here not for the feast. We did not come for the party. We did not come for the fanfare. We are not here for showmanship. We are here to see the Christ. We want to encounter him, and we want to have a direct, you know, connection with Jesus Christ. We want to, you know, connect with the Christ healer, Christ the Redeemer, Christ that makes a way." If there is any other reason why you came this morning, I think that it will be a total diversion, ladies and gentlemen. If Jesus Christ is not the very reason why we are in this service right now, then I think that we have all deviated from the cause. If Christ is not a person or the personality or the revelation, the message, the content by which I want to expostulate or preach this morning, then I think it's a total diversion. If my emphasis is going to be on self, self-centeredness, self-selfishness, or self-aggrandizement, I think that we have missed the point, ladies and gentlemen. If Jesus is not the reason why we are singing all the lovely songs, and if we are not singing to him, and our emphasis goes to something else, I think that we have all deviated. If Jesus is not the reason why you drove from your house, let me tell you, people come from very far places to this place. Very far places. Some people have come from Isilegon. Some people have come from Afienya Kasua. People have come from Tema to this place. You know, so if Jesus is not the emphasis, the very reason why we are here, I think that it is a waste of time. If Jesus is not the reason why you are carrying a big Bible, I think carrying it is even a waste of time. It's extremely serious. If by now Christ is not formed and rooted in you, I think that we are wasting life. Serious. Christ, nothing else. Jesus. That we may know him. Philippians chapter 3 and verse number 10. "And the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable unto his..." They put in a different version. Let me read it from this particular version. In this one, the Bible said, "All I want is to know Christ. All I want is to know Christ. All I want. Adia miwe nase mehuno Christo. This is not a religious routine. That's all I'm looking for. If I know him, hear this, I will be a better human being. Really, I will be a better..." I mean, there are so many people who have been to church for years, like 10 years, 5 years, 15 years, and all that, and still Christ is not forming them. Oh, nasi ya guru Kristo. Ishadi ya guru Kristo. Honya alabasta mkua anzori na ya guru Kristo. Mungri Kristo. Mungri Kristo wanga. You can recite all the recitation and reject him from your heart, your conscience and motives. Ya guru Kristo. The same way, you know, the people strip his clothes and made mockery of him, mocked him. Same thing. Pulpit mocks him. The pew mocks him. Yeah. We mock him. If we don't mock him, we will not take communion and sleep with our girlfriends. Yeah. There's mockery. We call it mockery. That is what it is. Look at the death Christ died for. Stripped naked, maligned, marginalized. Died a painful death. And it means nothing to the Christians. We wait till Easter and quote some few scriptures. He went on Golgotha. Easter is every day. Easter is every day. Remember the sacrifice that he made for you and for me. And that we were not eligible, we did not qualify. Then fatayena and saying, but he did it for you. Therefore, what you can do is to live for him, to be an ambassador for him. Oh God, I feel like talking to you. Allow me to read Luke chapter number 21, verses number 34, 35, and 36. Right after that, I will cause you to take your seats and we can be able to work. The Bible said, and take heed to yourselves, ladies, at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you on our words. The scripture said, as for us a snare, it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, the Bible said, pray always. Always pray, and you will be counted worthy. There are so many things that are coming. Yeah. All these things. The Bible summarizes some things. All these things. Sit down and let me tell you some of those things.
Push my microphone.
Sit down, let me tell you some of those things. All these things that shall come to pass. And to stand before the Son of God. Watch ye therefore. Watch, the Bible says, pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of God. Watch! A thing is coming, but you need to watch. You need to be careful, circumspect, alert, resolute. You need to be circumspect, vigilant. Watch. Watch. I think you should be in front. Watch. Watch. Watch ye therefore. And one of those things that the Bible was talking about revelatorically is Daniel chapter number 12 and verse number 4. Daniel there, let me even read from verse number 1 just for the sake of understanding. Daniel the 4th, the 12th chapter, the 1st, the 2nd, the 3rd and 4th verses. Daniel chapter 12, verses number 1, 2, 3. And let us work. The Bible said, and at that time shall Michael stand up, and the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people, and shall be a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, everyone that shall be found written in that particular book. He was speaking about the book of life. In the second verse, the Bible said, and the many that are died shall rise or shall awake, and some to eternal life and others to eternal damnation or eternal contempt. And he said in verse number 3, and they that be wise shall shine like the brightness of the firmament, or for the skies or the atmosphere. And they that turn many to righteousness shall be like the stars, shall be as the stars. The real stars are not in Hollywood. The real stars are not in Bollywood. The real stars are not in Gollywood or Nollywood. The real stars are they that turn turn many to righteousness. The real stars, they turn many to righteousness. The Bible said very clearly in verse number 4, which is my main text and verse, one of the things that the Bible said was going to come to pass. But the Bible said, but you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book even unto the time, for many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Knowledge shall be increased. Put this in GNT. Let me follow you very quickly. The Bible said in this one, he said, and now Daniel, close the book and put a seal on it until the end of the world. Meanwhile, many people will waste their efforts trying to understand what is happening. In this other version, the Bible makes it very clear. NLT specifically, in this particular one, the Bible said, but Daniel, keep this prophecy a secret. Seal it up. The Bible says, seal up the book until the time of the end, when many people will rush here and there, and knowledge will increase. One of those things is the increase of innovation. We are going to see four kinds of knowledge that will come in this particular end time. Number one, innovative knowledge is going to be here. Number two, inventive knowledge. If I were you, I will put it down. One of the things that I realize about the Christians is that when revelation is staring in our faces, we cannot see it. When opportunity is staring in our faces, we cannot see it. Most of the wealthy people in this country are Muslims, Hindus, or Buddhists. And I am asking myself, where are my people? Where are my people? All kinds of knowledge that shall emerge. Number one, innovative knowledge. Number two, inventive knowledge. Number three, we are going to have comprehensive knowledge emerging and coming up. And then the last one is going to be practical knowledge. Apple have released iPhone 14 and its series. Samsung have released the Z Fold 4. Boeing, at the moment, Boeing 777 have released an aircraft that nobody have seen on earth before. The technology that is packed in that plane is just amazing, amazing. And we are here in Yediyo Kogari. Yeah. We are here busily staring our Yokogari. I am going to speak. It's not motivation. It's a very serious time by the grace of God. Just telling you the revelations of God's grace. There is a message from the Lord. I put up an inscription last Sunday and I call it the 419 generation. This morning, I'm using the opportunity to do part 2 and part 3 next Sunday. The 419 generation. And then I ended it by summing it up, chapter 4 and verse 19. But whilst I'm building up on this, the Bible said that knowledge will increase. We are going to see all manner of knowledge that will emerge into this particular world. We are going to see knowledge that will increase to the point that very soon when we come to church, nobody will bring physical cash. There will be no physical cash. We will run a machine through everybody's face and then they just swipe their card. The truth, ladies and gentlemen, is that when you look at the mark of the beast according to the new world order in Revelation chapter 13, verse number 1 to the last verse, you see something that emerges. The Bible said, and I stood upon the sea and I saw a beast rise up from the sea, having seven heads, seven horns. And the Bible said seven, you know, the beast had 10 crowns upon the head and the name of blasphemy. In the second verse, the Bible said, and the beast which I saw was like a leopard, his feet like a bear, his mouth like a lion. And the Bible said, I missed something, his feet like a bear, his feet, his mouth like a lion. The lion gave him his power and sat upon a throne, sat upon his seat and great authority. Let me pick up that one again. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. In the second third verse, the Bible said, and I saw one of the herds of it were wounded. I said, you know, wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wounded. There is going to be a wonder after the beast, and that wonder is not going to see a caricature sitting down. We are going to see technology on another dimension. The mark of the beast is a technology. Okay, let me use an example. Let's say that the mark of the beast, for example, is one of the apps on your phone. Say, Aji Mark in Ariana. Yeah. If the mark of the beast is an operating system, they will not force it on us. We will go to them and beg them and say, move it to me, I'm a mark in me. We will tell them, mark in me. Therefore, technology is going to be that order of the day. We are going to see an amazement of things that are going to come. The second thing that the Bible was talking about in this particular sphere, in the word of the Lord, he said, after knowledge has been increased, he was speaking also to, you know, the cause of things. Ezekiel chapter 7 and verse number 19, we are going to see the crashing of economies. The meltdown, regression of economies. This, the Bible said, and they will throw their money on the streets. They will put it in GNT and NIV. I will read in these two. They will throw their gold and silver away in the streets like garbage. If you look at our city right now, it is garbage. Garbage! We need somebody in the Jubilee House to be interpreting some of these things to government. We need somebody who is an eschatologist, an end time prophet, to be part of cabinet and part of council of state, to be able to interpret the word of the Lord to God's people. Syria, please, we are going to be in that particular place. Seriously, that is where we are going to see pounds. People that are spending pounds are going to melt down. Governments right now are struggling, ladies and gentlemen. And the struggle is not a struggle any human being can fix. I'm telling you, anya kufu adu ne money homo di you. I'm telling you, anya kufu adu ne money homo. Aji obi ansem. Anya omankwa. I'm serious. Even Biden, even the prime minister. Why do you think that they changed Boris Johnson? Because they feel he was not performing. It is not he. The nations will throw their money on the streets. Serious. And let me tell you, if we are thinking of Kufuado and then are buying them more money from now until the next election, they will feel bigger. The wind that is blowing, they have no clue. I'm serious. They have no clue. Serious. Serious. They that know their God only shall do exploits. They that know their God. Forget it. I'm seriously. They will throw their money on the screen. Put it in NIV. I read that in the last course and I bring the message to the Bible. Says they will throw their money, specifically this time, not silver nor gold. They will throw their money to the streets. Tossing it out like worthless trash. The silver and gold shall not save them on that day. Put it in my language. Let me read that. The Bible said, now we'll seek a better than a ball. Sumuna. Yeah, the Bible said, now when sika intimin you won't euradia bufuda. And so people that feels like money is everything and connection is everything, you are joking. On the day you lie at Kolebu, your money will not save you. I'm talking to the wise only. Last weekend, from Friday, one MP sitting in Parliament was rushed to Kolebu, and your service and tan were honour. And they left his Land Cruiser outside with the ignition running for 4 hours, and they have forgotten that they have left the ignition on. Oh, this guy laid on the floor, Honorable was on the floor. Some Muslim fix a hospital now. Muslim fix it on the floor. Kaya. Your money cannot save you. Your money. Who seek into me? You are a day. What do you have to be? You got tena son de manka. Way and what's here to be so. This is what we should be hearing, and we should be even coming to that cognizant for. We should be able to come to the place of truth. Truth that is not covered, abated, or restricted. We are declaring truth to God's people. So that when I cross, I should be able to know that I attended a church where the truth, pastors according to God's own heart, were there. Jeremiah chapter 3 and verse number 15. I will give you pastors, shepherds, according to my own heart. In the Old Testament, this is one of the very few places where the word pastors appears. The Old Testament will rather call people as priest. But now they are calling you pastors. According to my heart, they will feed you with knowledge. And so I'm telling all the businessmen that are watching us, that are here, I am telling you, this is the time to depend on God. This is the time. Yeah, this is the time. Anybody that depends on the arm of flesh connection only, you will fail. I'm telling you. Who doesn't want to succeed? If there are anything that Bawumia can do, he would have done it long ago. Economies will melt down. God will turn the wisdom of the wise into foolishness. Except the people that trust in him and has made God their ultimate trust. We are living in very difficult times. This time is not the time for joke. This is the time the Bible calls perilous times. Second, Timothy chapter number 3 and verse number 1. The Bible calls it amanihunupire. In this perilosity of times, look at how the Bible calls it. And know this also, that in the last days there are difficult times that shall come. Men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boastful, proud, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. In the next verse, the Bible said, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinence, fierce, despisers of those that are good. In the fourth verse, the Bible said, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, they do more than God. We will be lovers of parties. In the fifth verse, look at this. The Bible said, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such people turn away. One of the things that we know, Luke chapter number 21:34 is talking about seriously, is Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 20. Revelation, the second chapter, the 20th verse. Listen to the word of the Lord. The Bible said, notwithstanding, I have few things against you because you have allowed, GNT, I will love it. The Bible said, you have allowed, look at this carefully, but you have allowed. Loud, but I have something against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a messenger of God or a prophetess, by her teaching, she misleads my prophets into practicing sexual immorality and eating food that have been offered unto idols. We are going to see churches with abysm. Acts. Mami nkase monchiro. Enye nyumbia Yesu din wo na ye gospel. Seriously, Ewurade na mi wu na mi fado. Enye nyumbia ye bo Ewurade din. Ah, you can have all these secular people also play music and call Ewurade na mi da bola so. Na fa mi na me bank and all that. You call that gospel? Do you call that gospel? Gospel music is the gospel preached in a song. The gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him. The gospel is summarized in John chapter 3 verse 1 to verse number 24. The gospel, the entire gospel, is there is a summary. The Bible said a Jew by the name Nicodemus came to Jesus in the night. The next verse the Bible said very clearly and said, Rabbi, what shall I do? You know, we know you have come from God. You know, and nobody can do these miracles that you do except that God be with that person. Listen to what Jesus said to him. Jesus said, verily I say unto you, except a man be born again, you know, he cannot see. In other words, he was talking about revelation. That God's Christianity is a revelation. Without that revelation, nobody can teach you God. I can stand here and preach to all I can, but without a revelation, who do you? So between my mouth and your ear, God is working a revelation. There is a revelation there. You know, as a good team where you are yesterday, man, we would ya. And you mwa ya, as someone will be saying, whom I know the man, no, you name is a woofre, would be into me, yes, honey, you may just woofre, where Janin Chen Appa, you know, just would be free soon, Amano, him, why ya, what demon, except a man be born again, he cannot have a revelation of the kingdom of God. And so now he is going further, and the man asks a question, how can I be? I cannot go back to my mother's womb and be born again. Jesus said in verse number 5, except a man be born of water and of the spirit, he cannot enter, this time not see, but cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And then he goes further to teach. He said, you know, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. He goes further in that and say, marvel not that I say that you should be born again. He goes even further and teaches. He said, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and you can hear the sound thereof, but canest not tell where it cometh from, neither where it goeth. The Bible says, so is everyone that is born of the spirit. In the ninth verse, Jesus said, Nicodemus answered and said unto Jesus, how can these things be? He goes in verse 10 and say, Jesus answered and said, art thou a master of Israel? Or are you a pastor and you don't know these things? He goes further in verse 11 and said, verily, I say unto you, we speak, I love this, we speak that which we do know and testify that which we have seen, and you receive not our witness. And so in verse number 12, listen what he said. If I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? I will pause and make a digression. There is a heaven and there is a hell. I don't care how you dispute it. I don't care how people will sit on the internet and disdain it. I don't care how people will resent it. I don't care how any Nipabeka say hell be anyhow, heaven be anyhow. I am talking to you. There is a heaven, there is a hell. Baby, I'm Jesus is here. As my position as a messenger to this nation, as an intercessor to this nation and to the body of Christ, as a voice, I stand here to tell you that I'm standing at the junction of heaven and hell, and I am redirecting traffic. Everybody turn from hell to heaven. I'm talking to people. I am here telling you, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. More content. I am seriously preaching to you. Heaven One day when you die, you will know that this was not in Tintimuhunu. You will know. The truth is that there are two groups of people sitting here right now. Some are on their way to hell in this room. And some are on their way to heaven. When I go to parliament, I see the same two groups. Some are on their way to hell. Some are on their way to heaven. When I go to the Jubilee House, I see the same two groups. There are people in the Jubilee House going to hell and some also going to heaven. When I go to the club, I see two groups of people. I'm telling you, there are people seated in places who are better born again people than the ones that are in church. There are people in church who are worse than unbelievers. Serious. I come to see people and a realization that we have lost touch with reality. We are living our lives that we are going to be here forever. But I'm telling you, you are still pilgrims and strangers. There's a day and a time coming that you will come to church and you will not meet your pastor. Whoever is here preaching, you better hear it and go home. Yeah. You better hear it and go. That's the truth of the matter. Say a good amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So put back that scripture. We are still reading. We are not through yet. He says, I come here and he said, if I tell you earthly things and you believe not, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? How will you believe if I tell you that there is a throne in heaven and God seated on it? There are 24 elders seated in heaven. How will you believe if I tell you there is a sea of glass before God and there are billions and billions and billions of angels and angelic beings that are seated crying, holy, 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 holy is the Lamb of God, which was, which is, and which is yet to come. How will you believe that? How will you believe there are books in heaven? How will you believe that there is another book called the Book of Life, and that one day we will open that book and show you all your life? How will you believe that? How will you believe if I tell you that God will judge you? You will not believe that. And so Jesus looked at them one day and told them, how can you escape the damnation of hell? He is also making an emphasis of the reality of hell. And all that. I am talking to you. You have already made your seat already in hell. Your seat has already been established already in hell. Go to verse number 13. This is what the Bible says. No man have ascended to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. The Bible calls, you know, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. And the Bible said, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. And so he goes to the most popular verse of scripture in the Bible. And the Bible said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. And then in verse number 17, he said, God sent not the Son into the world to condemn it, but that the world through Jesus, the world through Jesus, the Son of God, might be saved. And so he goes to verse number 18 and said, he that believeth on Jesus or on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not, you know, is already condemned because he has not believed. Put this in my language. Let me read it just briefly. In this one, dear waji obani dino, you munate. Na tie wan yu abano and you know atemu no yebuno dada. So wan yu wanyanku pomba krono. Iti enye. serious. The assembly be here never come over. So we're seeing, you know, these things. I like verse 19. Or say, Ehanya Beriase. Yeah, Ehanya Abebiase. And so, Nipa do Sumja Ehanya Frise, we mumni atimuono. Why, mom? This is rather the condemnation that light has come into the world, but men love darkness. Ebaye na mi preachi waha. And I'm a day, you know, girls who are on my roll room or draws about the good street. So I can promise you, boys, yeah, and what area hen now will come here because I brought naked girls on the streets in Ipadusu. There are people sitting here right now with pornographic images on your devices. Yeah, I'm talking to you the truth. I am your pastor. It is only the mother of the baby that knows the right meal for the child. I'm telling you the truth. There are people with music that are antagonistic to your faith on your device right now. This is why you people can have parties and exhibit characters and fruits of, you know, the devil himself. And yet on Sunday, you will walk in here and come and receive communion. The truth of the matter is that you move fire away in Sakrai. Many people seated here in Sakrai. Wouldn't him cry, sir? Now, maybe I may tell you more prayer. Feel free to pray. You wouldn't share it. Serious. Where she ain't, maybe I know. Where is love? Where is kindness? Where is patience? Where is long suffering? Where is brotherly love? Where is that? Amebanwa jiana ngeni. Kamu tu nyinsingu. Munim Kristo no. Amebanwa jiana. I promise, God, no, God bless our homeland, Ghana, and make our nation great and strong. Bound to defend forever the cause of freedom and of right. Fill our heart with true humility. You know, make us cherish fearless honesty. You know, and help us to resist oppressors' rule with all our will and might. You can just like in the national pledge, I promise on my honor to be faithful. How many people are faithful to their wives, let alone to be faithful to a constituency? You are not faithful to your wife. How can you be faithful to a nation? I am not faithful to my wife. How can I be faithful to a church? You can't take care of one woman. You can't take care of all the women in this place. Interesting. You can't take care of one woman. Mimi dede return with free so many and mean to me here or non go as one woman. And I come to pastor all of you. How possible is that? How possible is that? Obi kunu kure kasane hona ne buef. Uya tama ya polishi weni ma tamdu ku abo abetena. Uye re kasane hunu eja. Why na worry ne tamfo? Ni worry. Nice marriages. Awadi ebe toko. Ye mi bro ni me do. Eh my bet of eh. Bitu shene nyongko ne mukeka weni munachira. Sorry, no panuemuna. You have never seen, you know, in Psalm 34 that woman was swear at an woman imute. Yes, woman imute. Imuna, yerekwahin. It's in the panapas woman who said, Christ in it to me. If I am a young lady and a young man wants to marry me, I will not look for Mercedes or six packs. I will look for virtue. I will look for Christ. I will look for God-fearing tendency in that person. You hear me, Suro? Be our Suro, Nyame. When Sunday we move, we be our Suro, Nyame. On day we are day, Nyame, Nante. Serious. That is what I will be looking for. And so I sit down and I looked at the particular scripture. And when I was looking at it, I was considering two other scriptures. I'm talking about 419. So chapter 4, verse number 9. Job chapter 4, verse 19. Job 4, verse 19. Let me finish my message with that. Job chapter 4 and verse number 19. The Bible says, how much less in them that dwell in the houses of clay, whose foundation is in the dust, which are crushed before the moth. Put this in a different version. In this version, the Bible makes it extremely clear. Do you think he will trust a creature of clay and a thing of dust that can crush like a moth? In this version, the Bible said, how much less will he trust people made of clay? They are made of dust. Crush as easily as moth. In another version, in this one, he said, how much more will he blame or charge those who dwell in houses, bodies of clay, whose foundation are in the dust and are crushed like moth? NIV. In this one, he says, how much more those who live in the houses of clay, whose foundation are in the dust and are crushed readily than more readily than a moth. In the last version, and then I move, he said, how much less these bodies composed of mud. Your body and your dot here. A dot here. How beautiful you are is still dot here. Oh, it's still dot here. And that is going to come. Put it in my language and let me read that particular course. And then as I bring this particular message, the Bible said in Canto Mwa Watida, you know, dotemuna winina swa it will foot. And then he goes further and says, we'll be fru fru won't say abubu maba. We'll be fru fru. There's so many people, including myself. When you came here 2-3 years ago, 4 years ago, my face was a boyish face. 4 years down the line, me and Kasa, I can see gray hair emerging from different places of my hair. That's a message. When you came, you were a girlish face. When I look at you right now, you are becoming a middle-class man and woman. That is a message. And kantum inipa obia watida tidemu uyifutu. Tomorrow, the funeral of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II will begin today. As a matter of fact, it has begun for over a week now. The Queen will be buried on the 19th. What's today's date? Tomorrow, the Queen will be buried. There are over 500 politicians all over the world that have flown in to the United Kingdom, including kings from around the world, dignitaries from all over the world. I pray that even as they sit down and watch the Queen's funeral, let it be spoken unto them that they are all on their way. All of them. In the next 100 years, everybody attending the Queen's funeral right now will not be alive. In the next 100 years. 100 crowd wadoto. 100 wadoto. Nanka Queen funeral yi ni a peso for bi. Owa kuko dru. Eni mwesera. Yese kasa chile mkrofu. Kenya miyasem. Mr. Sambo, can you just imagine that? Mama, can you just imagine that? It's a kasachira brofi. Kasachira trumu difui. And you woman kasa. Womu ditrumu, you woman kasa. Womu kui kura woman, woman prafon, womu koba, womaji womu yirumen, woman kasa. Womu yuya amainsika. At the ko baby. Tell them that encantum will be what it is today, munina so ifutu. There is nobody, hear this one, there is nobody who have reigned like the Queen. Obi any we are already the chain Queen of England. Nobody. If you are looking for the first 10 people wealthy in the whole of Europe, the Queen is one. First 10. Don't think the queen that was where your himas where your himan. The queen has businesses and enterprises that works for her. Are you serious? The queen is a very wealthy person. I'm not talking about the institution. I'm talking about the queen as a person. 70 years of reign. A queen died at the age of 96. She became a queen at 26. She reigned for 70 years. A DBN, you can see a queen in the air. Fly planes, fly in yachts, you know, ride horses, you know, bird hunting, jewelry, dear, forget it. Gold, diamonds, and all that. Dress. Or Okwima on shattered, you know. If the queen wears a dress today, and one, no, no. Oh, dear. Who wants a shattered, you back one? Yeah, I'm afraid to be shot at the Yaman. That's not me, Kemi. Shot at the Yaman. But it went very high. Oh, him out of him. It went high. Queen is coming. People line up, brave the bell. Oh, him out of him. Be at the better of him. Tea the American. Be at the better form. And then we will all live lifeless. The scary thing about this is that we don't know when that day is coming. That is scary. At least if I knew that day, then I prepared towards it. But we don't know that day. So Moses said in Psalm 90 verse 12, teach me to number my days, that I will apply my heart unto wisdom. Wisdom is for a person to give their life to Christ and serve him. When I look at the way people are fighting over government lands at Laboni, government lands at cantonments, government lands at Tema, and places, I wonder where they are going with those lands. Oh, him and that for me. Yet he has a sibling here, him. Look out her casket and then learn wisdom. And your man and I'm a one now, I'm very uncle. They come each other, capre, say, yem, and Trisagana, how one here, you know, Kawane handkerchief, a tomb is a walk with, a walk on his soon hoity, Yanadia paper with Nimchiska, we had your two in Sudia, and so no mumpe were true. Woma then kuta munko yama blu and fit more in fanka because a common no sure onion tunsu. No ko pesika better saying adakan munyanaka kraka because as soon as it will be a crow weeping and gnashing of teeth. I am so saddened that gospel like this have run out of our churches. You will receive double. You will receive triple. You are going to America. Have turned into the message. We have deserted the real gospel of Jesus Christ. We don't talk about the person anymore. We are now busily talking about materialistic gain for people. I am telling the church, come back to your first love and come back to the real message. Salvation is why you are in this room, and the Bible says there are things that accompany salvation. And just Jesus said, when you seek ye first the kingdom and its righteousness, all these things shall be added. Other things will come, the cars will come, the money will come, the husband will come, because when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs become automatic, baby. It will be automatic. A biya ye kasa chile mo se. Sachira wagene. Nyagwe mo fofroye. Defa ahome ebradi Kristo. Sachira wagene. Nyagwe mo fofroye. I want to use this opportunity to pay tribute to our deacon who passed on last week. At Kolibu, an amazement, a blessing that God sent me for these past 3 years. It's been in Kolebu for put it online for our people to know that this was a man that loved the Lord. It's been in Kolebu, in and out, for the past 2 months. We stood in this place, in this room. I stood on live program. I prayed, asking, you know, the grace of God. When people are Christians, they fast, they pray, they sow seeds, they believe God for a miracle to happen, and this still happened, then we are dealing with Job chapter 14, verse 5. Job 14, 5. Put it on the screen and bring the picture back later. Seeing that his days are determined. Put it in GNT. Listen to this carefully. The length of our lives is decided beforehand. The number of the months we will live, you have settled it. It is settled. It is settled. If I will not return Sunday morning next week, it's settled. It's determined. And it can't be changed. Job 14, verse 5 is at work. When it's like that, you prepare to meet your God. Prepare to meet your God. Put the condenser back on the screen. Put him online. We pay tribute to you. We celebrate you. A man that loved God. This is the man behind among, I have three deacons. And this one is one of them. This one, Deacon Ann Perdue and Deacon Wilfred. These three deacons are the men behind all the organization of our big events. 31st night, you know, love talk, name it, you know, my crusades going, all these things. This is the man behind, you know, all the events we organize, like my father's funeral. This man and these two other guys and few other people came together and put it together. This man, there was power outage and we needed somebody to put on the plant because only a quarter of plant in the mass of Asafono. And then he came here in his sick pajamas and put on the plan for it. I said, no, I won't let you come. He said, I am coming. The crusade equipment, he led us to buy it. I mean, there is nothing that I can do. Yesterday we had a event that had to do with music and sound. And I said to people, we can't play music. The man who plays music is no more. Everybody will be going like this. Whether you are born again or not, whether you are saved or not, whether you believe or not, prepare yourself to meet your God. Put the scripture back. Let me read it one more time. So when I see people with a hand tying journey, they call Kolebuini who Jimmy in Kales. Who is going to explain Watch's death? When he fell from the bed and had a cut on his forehead. And I'm saying, only skin to when he come up for. No problem. You're a tough one, Ankaza Tenebraso. Yeah. A hand tied people. But I see people who are not even humble enough, they don't even want to serve in God's house. Somebody loves God. This young man joined the church, Mr. Sampo. You know, he joined us when, you know, I think a year after you joined us. But look at his impact. His impact. San Cristo Abanatiye. His impact. Few years. But the impact is just amazing. Just amazing. Ubi on my ebi on vanihun yim yetia bibi un tria. Especially the people in my team. Yeah, ba for the kure bi ma for the. Timia mwa. Yeah, yen to know. Opa for the fasting and prayer. Oh ma. Satan to me being a shin and in an any who na no dimirica mumon pa ya mam you. The Lord bless his soul. Read the scripture again to me. The Bible said, the length of our days is decided beforehand, the number of months we will live. You have settled it, and it cannot be changed. Teach us the number of our days. I read two scriptures this dawn. The first one is Luke chapter 12, verse 15. The Bible said a man's life does not contain in the abundance of things which he possesses. And the balance, if you want to title, you know, this 419 generation and subtitle it, balance. Psalm 35 verse 27. God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people. As I was in the car coming, the scripture rang a bell. Psalm 35 verse 27. It was ringing a bell to me. It was ringing a bell. May the Lord grant us grace. May you be serious with Christ. Be serious with Christ. Because we have a very determined reckoning or accountability before all of us. The Lord will ask me, I gave you an opportunity. I lifted you up. I gave you a name. I put you on television when you didn't have to pay a cent. I gave you an exposure that when you get on the street, everybody can call your name out. What did you do with it? I gave you an anointing with Kasanimdiye Kasanyansa. What did you do with it? And then the Lord will come to you and start asking you. Then I look at the way people are wasting their beauty. Enya wadiye. Enya, you know, bread be a share wadiye nwenyam. Weishisunu wa mauska. Enone life. I want to know. Is that a life? One of my very good friends called me and said, one of my associate pastors have done a wicked thing. And I said, what is it? He said, the associate pastor have slept with another pastor's wife and impregnated another pastor's wife 3 times and aborted it. The other pastor is out of the country and associate pastor is sleeping with another pastor's wife. What kind of loose generation is this? What kind of, I was telling the day, and she was telling me, you know, we were having a discussion yesterday. We went to a cemetery. And then she was asking me, Godro, HB or Honomua, me uni enti a nipakura epe pleasure, be even I'm semikura mentiasia. Me HB or Honomua, if I do not have a wife, I will not bother to get one. HB or I will not bother. Ah, na we in Menyamujan womumu. 50, 68, and 68. Anye bi ayeba asodi a MPP 4 NDC 4 me fire kwa han ma fire ba mo amo be cheme no mo nje. Clap your hands, stand to your feet, let's close. Two hands are lifted. Steve, let us sing this song, and we are all going to rededicate our hearts to the Lord. We are all going to rededicate our life unto the Lord. Mi mi uni na mau, This is my dedication song. Safobia. Hey, who baby you? Jimmy Bra, Jimmy Cra, Minara. Na familia, familia niya. Woo. Na mi bi. Safodia. Hey. Jimmy bra, animi kra. I want it in a family. Jimmy Free, born in Nemo, till me home, mommy want to cry. Now met to me, I so move. Yeah! Now met to me, I so. Wani me, oh my God. Familia. Mia, woo. Put your two hands on your heart. This is a very silent, quiet prayer. This is a personal prayer. Mr. Nkancha, we are so for you to do it. Where do I hear me anymore? You're going to say, and Kase, so for Baname. No, no, no. Yes, sir. It's personal. Salvation is personal. Salvation is personal. Talk to your Father. Talk to God. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a right spirit. Create in me a clean heart. Gospel, not nonsense. Gospel. Gospel. When a messenger can make people jump around. At the end of the day, no transformation. It's just enthusiasm. Euphoria, ovation. Please, I came here for the gospel. The Christ, I don't know. Dear, see, I'm a time of radi, me who, I'm a who, me who, radi, me dear, see, me who, me who, radi, dear. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and verse number 1, yen nim say go grey asa si son tomadano. You will fear me. That was sort of our one fan Sunday. And to my dying will be at the Ebekire. My father, Graziamwaku, when he was alive, he said, the body of a human being is like your clothes. You will one day remove them and pick up another one to another realm. Please. Don't joke with your salvation. I want to pray the prayer of that man on the cross. Somebody say, Father, remember me. My God, I pray in the name of Jesus for everybody who just asks for your remembrance. Because of the sacrifice of Christ, we have redemption through faith. Saved by grace through faith, it is not of works that anybody should boast. Be gracious to our souls. May we be able to make the right choices, godly decisions, and serve you well on earth whilst we live. And when you call us, we will respond with joy. In Jesus' precious name, we give you thanks. If you don't know the Lord Jesus, our Savior, say, dear Jesus, forgive a sinner like me. Wash me in your precious blood. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I am born again I am a child of God. And Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer. This is a time of repentance and salvation. We receive your free gift of eternal life through Christ Jesus. Give your people the grace in Jesus' name. Amen. Sweet melodies. You can clap your hands. 94.3 Sweet Flow. 102.1 in the city of Tamale. Obatampa Radio 102.5 in the community of Kasua and its environs. Thank you very much, GN and Amansan Television. Thank you, YouTube, Facebook, and podcast. It is a joy joining us in our live broadcast service transmitted right here at Isaac and Comfort Amponsa Memorial Temple here at Tesano in the city of Accra, Alabaster International Ministry. My name is Kofi Odro. I will catch you, God willing, same time next week. But I'm announcing before I sign up, we have 1 week, which is our week of fasting and prayer to Revival 2022. We are receiving in this house Reverend Elvis Ajiman, Dr. Justice Avebo. We are receiving Reverend George Nate, Apostle Randy Impact, and also receiving by the grace of God, Prophet Job Adu joining Kofi Odro. Monday to Sunday is going to be awesome. From next week, which is 19th, and on the week which is 26th, is going to be very special. I cannot miss this. I don't want you to miss this. Get ready for revival. The grace of God will be our portion. From all of us here in the Amponsa Memorial Temple, before we go, all you guys who are on radio, you want to join us for our offerings, 0592296667 or 0249809911. Those of you online on television, it will be on your screen. When righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you and keep you. See you next time.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.